Washington coach Steve Sarkisian has joined us. The Huskies are on the road at Arizona State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Steve, first of all, reviewing the Oregon film, what was the positive takeaways you had?
I think the positive takeaways, Ted, were is that we played really hard, and I thought our kids showed a great deal of resolve coming in that locker room down 21-7 at halftime and coming out and playing the third quarter the way we did to cut that thing to a 7-point ball game heading into the fourth. I was just proud of the kids and their continuous ability to fight. Even though we didn't play our best football, I thought we fought hard and showed great effort.
Now, going on the road, I mean, that you guys kind of got that off your back, going to Illinois and playing a tough game. But, you know, obviously that's something that people come back to is a struggle for you guys. Is there any message that's different about taking your game on the road to Tempe this weekend?
Well, I think that the key with it all is that we don't have to be different, that we can bottle up the same energy, enthusiasm, focus, determination, and ultimately execution that we play with in Husky Stadium and take it right on the road with us. And I thought we were able to do that when we went to Soldier Field to play Illinois. I thought we were able to do that when we went to Stanford to play against Stanford. So I don't think we're going to change. I think we're going to take the same approach that we've had, whether it's here or on the road, and go play the best football that we can play.
And tell me a little bit about the Sun Devils, particularly their offense. When it seems like when they get some momentum, they can really roll up some points.
They really can. It's almost like they start going downhill. And I think Marion Grice is a tremendous player at running back. I think Taylor Kelly's playing at an extremely high level and just continues to make plays, whether it's through the air or with his feet, buying time, scrambling to get first downs. And Jalen Strong has really come on here big time here in the past few weeks. So there's a lot of weapons. They have a lot of offense, and they do it up-tempo, so we have our work cut out for us.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Steve Rivera, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Hello, Coach. A couple weeks ago you faced Kadeem. A lot of his yards came after the hit. Just your thoughts on having the trouble to bring him down after the hit, the initial hit.
Well, Kadeem is such a physical runner. I mean, he is a punishing guy. He almost tries to initiate the contact, you know. He's just I have a great deal of respect for him and his running style and his ability to keep his legs moving after contact, which I think is one of the unique things that he possesses. Is one thing is to have contact, but then to keep his legs moving and continue to break tackles is very impressive.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Bob Condotta, Seattle Times.
Hey, Steve. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Pete Carroll out here at the Seahawks, they play Arizona and Carson Palmer this week. Pete was talking yesterday about the 2001-2002 seasons at USC and the Carson's senior year there and kind of the changes you guys made in the offense and how that really impacted Pete's offensive philosophies going forward. I was just curious what you remembered of that and kind of that offseason there with Carson and kind of the changes you made in that offense and how you think that influenced, you know, what USC and Pete has kind of done ever since then.
Yeah, I think, you know, we made a real investment at that time to really research the outside zone running scheme, Alex Gibbs, and not only adopt that aspect of it, but then the bootleg, the play-action pass off of it, and then incorporating some of the West Coast passing schemes, you know, whether it was from John Gruden in Tampa or what Shanahan was doing at Denver, and then a little bit of the Indianapolis stuff, what Peyton was doing at that time, and put it all together. We became a run-first team that utilized the play-action pass and also utilized some of the empty formation, and Carson really flourished in it.
And when you watch the Seahawks today, do you still kind of see elements of that?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. They've obviously adapted some with the times. There's obviously a lot more shotgun, some of the zone read stuff that they're doing. But ultimately, they still run outside zone, and they run it really well, whether it's strong side or weak side. They have all of the play-action pass stuff off of it with the double moves, the deep posts, which I think makes our offense very effective.
Great. Thank you.
You got it. Good to hear from you, Bob.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from John Belanca, YahooSports.com.
Coach, how was your team physically after the game at Oregon and as you're heading into the Arizona State game?
Well, I think we're fine. I don't think that we have, you know, we have a couple guys that are decently banged up, but nothing where we've lost anybody for the year. You know, we've played two consecutive very physical football games against Stanford and against Oregon. So getting us fresh and healthy for this game is probably the biggest hurdle for us to get ready for Saturday's ball game. And so the guys seem good. We've had two good days of work, and they feel like they feel energized. They look energized, but that was definitely a concern of ours coming out of that ball game Saturday against Oregon, was this two straight games of really physical football, and want to make sure that we're as fresh and healthy for Saturday as we can be.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
You have a question from Tyler Lockman, Pac-12 Football.
Coach, I know this is probably covered ground for you a little bit, so I apologize, but can you just speak to what kind of has been the key for Bishop Sankey this year and sort of taking his performance to another level than previous seasons?
Well, you know, in reality, he's just kind of picked up where he left off for the second half of last season. You know, if you look at his numbers, the last six games of last year, he played phenomenal for us, and obviously had to cap that off with a tremendous bowl game in the Vegas Bowl, and hasn't skipped a beat. Had a really good off season. I think that he's a lot more detail oriented. Obviously, you know, playing more football, his pass protection is really good. He's catching the ball out of the backfield extremely well. But he's just consistent. It's day in and day out. It's the same approach by that guy. Whether it's running the ball in the first quarter or the fourth quarter, it's hard to tell the difference. He's just got a great mindset for it, and really proud of everything he's accomplished up until this point.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question. There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. Sark, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
You bet. We'll see you.
Yep.